I'm Krista Hepburn. You're listening to County Grows. I have on the phone with me today June Crocco, a master gardener. Welcome, June.
Thank you, Krista.
So you're going to talk to us today about get ready to grow, shop, and start your seeds.
Yes. Thank you. Now's the time. I mean, we're in the midst of winter, and this is the best time to plant your edibles and your flower garden. So as the weather is warming up slowly, you have to look at your garden, look at what you did last year, look at what you want to eat this year, and what you want to grow for colors this year to plan your garden. So it's nice to browse and plan in the dead of winter, and it will be very exciting for you to start now. And the establishments and the places that we're going to be mentioning today, we don't promote them or benefit from them at all for mentioning them. So these are places that we as master gardeners have gone to. So we're sharing our information with you.
Right. So planning your garden, you've got something to look forward to.
Yes.
And so where do master gardeners buy your seeds normally?
Yes. So some of us collect seeds from the previous seasons. And then locally in the Quinte area, we have Lockyer's, we have Seedy Saturday events, Treasure, Garden Center, County Farms, Home Hardware, Canadian Tire, Conan Nurseries, Home Depot, and a few others. Online, we have Richter's for the herbs that they sell. Vessie Seeds, West Coast Seeds, Mackenzie, William Dam, Burton Seeds, some of these names you have seen before. And then if you want to have native plants, there is a place called Natural Themes in Frankfurt that you can buy or order your natural plants. Now, we will have all these information on our website at www.pecmastergardeners.ca. So we will post the information up there as well.
Okay. And when do you start shopping?
So this is the time. So actually, some people have already started shopping in December.
Oh.
Yeah. So in December, in January, and some even, and right now we're in February. So you should be thinking of putting your orders in. Now, sometimes you have to revisit the sites because some seeds are not available at the time when you go into the site. So keep checking back if you have something that you really want, or even look at last year's catalog, because a lot of times the seeds are repeated over several years.
And what seeds do you usually buy?
A lot of times, most of us, the common vegetables we have are peppers, tomato, lettuce, celery, onions, leeks. Herbs are very popular, like basil and a few other types of herbs that you use in your parsley in your cooking. Perennials, there are coneflower, the black-eyed Susan, butterfly milkweed is very popular. Jopal wheat is not as popular, but it is one of the perennials. And the annuals, you have like the Alaska nasturtium. She looked that up. That's a really unusual nasturtium with variegated leaves. You have impatiens, you have wave petunias. Zinnias is also very popular and easy to grow as well.
What seeds are some of your master gardeners experimenting with this year?
Yes, some of us are experimenting on lupins, lavender. There are different kinds of echinacea, maybe a banana plant too, which is a tropical tropical plant. Poppies and some other plants like petunia as well.
When do you start your seeds, indoors or outdoors?
Yes. So a lot of us will start in late January for some of the seeds that require a long germination period. For indoors, usually around late January and early February. And then for outdoors, most likely it'll be the end of April or early May, as long as there's no frost, so it's weather dependent.
Right.
So those are the times to start your seeds.
And which types of seeds have they tried that had a high success rate of germination?
Yes, so for vegetables, tomatoes and peppers are very easy to grow. For herbs, you have basil, borage, and parsley. For perennials, you have butterfly milkweed, echinacea, you have hollyhock, rudbeckia, Shasta daisy. So those are the common perennials that are really easy to start. Then you have annuals like tithonia and marigolds, zinnia, which I've mentioned before, morning glory, nasturtium, and even sunflower are easy to start.
Do you use grow lights?
Yes, so it is recommended that if you want a high success rate for germination, you should use grow lights indoors. That will produce stronger plants for you.
Are there favorite sites to obtain information on starting seeds? Especially when I'm a beginner,
Yes.
and I don't find tomatoes easy to grow.
So we'll go to the next question in a minute, but for the failures, but yeah. So there are many sites to get the procedure on how to grow the seeds and information about seeds. One of them is the Almanac site. Now, when you Google the seeds, all the places that I mentioned above, I will put the links in our website, and you can actually go to those links and read more about the types of seeds. Now, of course, the best advice will come from your friends or family who have already grown them successfully, and they'll tell you how to do it successfully, and that is the best advice that you can get.
How would I troubleshoot if my seeds failed, which they do
Yes.
sometimes?
Oh yes, and I have gone through many, many failed seeds. So the process of troubleshooting would be you check how much light is are your seeds getting, how much water your seeds are getting. So if you have too much water, that will kill the seeds as well. The growing medium, which is what is not a soil, but it's like a medium that you there's a there's seed starting mix that you can buy, which is best for growing your seeds. And then how deep you plant your seeds is also another criteria. How old your seeds are. Sometimes if you kept seeds for many years, they will not germinate successfully. And even the quality of your seeds. So if you collect seeds, you have to make sure that you collect them and process them properly. And then there's always the problem where we have encountered very often, which I have too, is damping off, which is fungus that attacks the stem at the soil of the surface of the soil, and that will definitely kill the seed. And there's what we call stratification. So some seeds need a cold stratification. So they need to be in a cold temperature to be able to wake them up before they actually start germinating. And then what you can do is don't plant all your seeds all at once. So do a test run, put a few seeds in a growing medium, and then see whether they germinate. And if they do, then you empty the rest of the package.
Okay, that's good advice.
Yeah.
So, can you give us a little summary?
Yes, so just have fun. I mean, there will be seeds that won't do well. There will be many seeds that will do well. And if you have any questions, you can contact us at www.pecmastergardeners.ca or through our Facebook page called Prince Edward County Master Gardeners. Check our website for upcoming events in the spring and summer. We have lots of outdoor events. We have our plant sale coming. We're going to be at the Wellington Market. So do check our website for where we will be at in the from May till June. And as well as all the radio talks that we have done are posted on our website as well, so you can preview them.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much, June, for all this information, and thank you for speaking with me today. I'm Krista Hepburn. You've been listening to County Grows on 99.3 County FM. And that was June Crocco, Master Gardener.
Thank you, Krista.